Good evening, I'm Mr. Brown.
And I'm Ivan.
This is the news. Here are the headlines. In home news, Garmin says, I told you so. A man died today at age 95, penniless and homeless, due to obliviousness to his longevity. His insufficient savings made him bogey and bolui.
8 in 10 feel that longevity insurance is a better sounding name. In a recent survey, Singaporeans felt that longevity insurance was a more acceptable name than compulsory annuity.
Singaporeans respond favourably to PM's National Day rally speech about CPF. When interviewed, Singaporeans commented that the shirt the PM wore at the rally was very nice.
In international news, North Korea realises new fear, retirement. Kim Jong-il cuts back on funding for North Korea's nuclear program after realising he has not set aside enough for his retirement at 85.
Bush resolves Mideast crisis with CPF. President George W. Bush praised Singapore yesterday for its contribution to Middle East peace, with its all-encompassing solution to life's needs, compulsory annuity and CPF scheme. He was quoted as saying, CPF will now help us find the weapons of mass destruction.
And now news from across the causeway. KL proposes longevity bridge to replace causeway. Malaysia is suggesting the aging causeway be replaced by a longevity bridge that can be funded with compulsory annuity schemes.
In science news, Singaporeans will live longer than others. A prominent longevity scientist says that Singaporeans will live well above 85, longer than most humans of any other country.
Longevity insurance solves erectile dysfunction and male pattern baldness. CPF has proven to improve the virility and the self-confidence of sheep in initial tests. And scientists are confident it would work on humans too.
Hey, that's hope for you, Ivan.
Yeah, and you too, Brown.
In environmental news, Al Gore says, CPF can stop global warming. Al Gore has claimed that the solution to global warming is the CPF and compulsory annuities. He will be making a movie based on this finding, tentatively entitled A Very Convenient Retirement.
In the forum section, retiree says CPF withdrawal should be later. In his letter, he wrote, I think the CPF withdrawal age is far too low at 65. I'm not planning to leave so young at 85. I think I'll go at 95 or even 100. If the CPF were to be released when I'm much older, it will promote longer longevity, as I will feel comfortable living longer still.
In sports, CPF wins the match against longevity and poverty was sent off. In a friendly match between Manchester United and Chelsea, players without a proper retirement plan were at a clear disadvantage. And that was the news from MrBrownShow.com. I'm Mr. Brown.
And I'm Ivan.
Join us next week for more good news.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.